Don't let anybody push you around. I know this sounds like basic advice, but this is tough. School was double trouble for me. Not only was nonsense, but it also came with bullies. It was dangerous, so I stopped going. It never occurred to me to call the police. I thought everyone was getting bullied. I didn't even complain to the school. I didn't complain about my bad grades in programming. The teacher marked me down because he got angry that I was copying. It never occurred to me to go to the principal. The bullies were already laughing. There was this short kid getting beaten up, and I tried to push away his bully, who was an A student and an addict. Not only did the two turn on me, but my main bully joined in with the two. I don't fight, because that would only make me a bully like they are. But when I am in danger, everyone is going to be pushed away. The fight came to an abrupt end, as my bully was already heard from home, probably from his father. So the teachers got around. For the first time in 5 years, bullying was noticed. Except that when I got back to my classroom, the smartest of the girls told me that they don't want me there anymore. Just about the same moment, the school shrink came in, put her hand on my shoulder, and said everything was okay now. The two that originally started the fight began lying that I started the fight. I told the psychologist to grill them until they start telling the truth, and she finally got the real story out of them. And they got punished. I didn't do anything wrong other than pushing my bullies away. Each of them, including the little one, tried to fight me before. I still didn't want the little guy to get beaten up. I know what that is like. They were all my bullies. A few days later, my main bully invited college kids, so it seemed, to teach me a lesson. They actually came into the school. I did not see the kick. He must have been standing behind me. I didn't really get hurt, but I stayed on the ground to be safe. The Russian language teacher saw me down and didn't do anything. When I made it to the class, the bully that invited the older boys to teach me a lesson was laughing at me, smiling. I think the side of my face was red from the kick. They would have been arrested if I knew to call the police. I'm certain they had knives. There were 4 to 6 of them. They had lookouts by the stairs. My main bully was lying that I was beating him up. It was either because his father was abusing him, or because his father was teaching him to shit on other people. He was telling his kid how to destroy other people, how to destroy me. Since I assumed this always happened to everyone, I was fine. A little lonely, but I was perfectly okay. After the big bullies came, it was dangerous to go back to school, so I went the other way. Wisely. I saw my main bully watching me, waiting for the bus that goes the other way. They were jealous. They laughed. Maybe. Who knows? The first time I crossed the street to wait for the bus that goes the other way meant that I dropped out of school. My parents were already angry for me pushing the bullies away after 5 years of taking their punches, but I didn't care. I was not a victim. I was a warrior. I won every one of those fights by not hurting them back. Each time they came to attack me, I became stronger, nobler, more powerful, smarter, and more independent. Isolation didn't hurt me either. All I ever knew was bullying, and being alone was enjoyable to me. I had a Commodore 64, and I used Simon's Basic to teach myself about pixels. I never liked playing computer games, I still don't, but I kept current. With every major game release, I carefully paid attention to the pixels. Souls games are my favorite, of course. Never played them, but they are each a masterpiece. That is where the bus took me. It took me into the world of pixel art. It was an old underground World War II bunker that was filled with arcade games. If I didn't go back to school, I would have been coding my own intros. I would have become part of the demo scene. I would have mastered it all. But I went back. But it did take the teachers 4 months to catch on that I was gone. 4 amazing months. I never had the money to play any of the games. I would only watch others play them. My favorite were Asterix and The Simpsons by Konami and Street Fighter 2 by Capcom. I also enjoyed Wonder Boy. I just think it's really neat. Even after I graduated that strange place and went to a much nicer school, bullies were there. The older they get, the creepier they become. One kid actually freaked himself out as I didn't pull my hand away. I bet he still remembers that smell. The biggest bully there, that seemed like a perfectly normal person, was actually a neo-Nazi kid. I wasn't scared, but I kept my distance far, far away. Things were getting too weird. It was time to pack by that time. I ended up in Brooklyn, New York, and again, as I was walking back from school, the local boxer kid started punching me in the back of my head. It was ridiculous, and I didn't turn around. Can you imagine that? Brooklyn was my home, though. I called the police, I told them I would not press charges, and while they said they couldn't do anything, they were all gone the next day. Before I moved to the state I am in right now, the bully walked by me and using the F-word explained that he does not like Poles, as in Polish people. I was too scared to say anything, but most of the Polish people I knew from school were very cruel. I always tried to make friends, but it was difficult. The part of me that made me win every fight without fighting by being strong and dignified is not comfortable around people that do alcohol, drugs, that go to bars, and live that creepy culture of get plastered, get stoned, get laid, get wasted, lie, cheat, and steal. I became strong not by running away from fights, but by not punching back, by taking the hardest path. The easy roads are just not for me. They frighten me. I try to help many people in my journeys, but help must come from within. One time I mumbled something about helping people a decade back. This was at a Chinese restaurant nearby, about a year ago maybe. And the lady almost yelled at me, "This is not your problem. This is not your responsibility." I admitted to her, "I know that now. But before, I thought we had to help each other." She smiled. And there was another person back there that smiled too. Oh boy. No matter what I did, I never helped anybody out of any trouble. I think it was because I didn't look like a wise old man. Nobody was listening to me, but I did try. My big advice is to remember the dean, the principal, and the police. Do not let anybody push you around. If you get an unfair grade, don't just stand there like I did. Go to the principal and make yourself at home. If you are too scared to speak, say so. I have trouble speaking because I'm scared. Please give me a moment to gather my thoughts. And take all the time in your world. It's their job to listen to students. Become strong. Grow strong. If bullies come after you, you have to call the police to help them. The police needs to investigate their parents. No child is born a bully, no matter what anybody says. The worst of them are victims of abuse. If you get the police in on it early, then you may be able to save your bully's mind from permanent damage, where they stay a bully for life. One of my bullies, I remember, he told me that he wished he was raised watching horror movies so that he had no fear left in him. These are broken children. My last piece of advice is tough. It's serious business, just like life. If you drop out, then understand that life is telling you that you don't belong there. Not always, not all of you. That school is just not for you. See, I went back to school because I was scared of becoming homeless. But poverty is an error. It is not meant to be a driving force. Poverty is a mistake that humanity didn't know it made. Poverty is not your fault. You have to fight the errors. You have to challenge poverty with knowledge. Not spend your lifetime running away from it or towards some stick and carrot promotion. If the schools fail you, then you go to the library. Audiobooks started flourishing just about 10 years ago. This is the first time in human history that we can really get into books and without any effort at all. But please, please don't drop out completely. The kids in the back row need to understand that they are not stupid, that they are not less. They are just too mature to memorize disconnected garbage. Call out your teachers. Call out the curriculum. Write to the local newspaper until they start publishing your articles, until they come to help you write them. The dean or principal knows that schools are bullshit. At the very least, they owe you lunch every day. If you just rise above the nonsense, the constant memorization of noise, that overwhelming mediocrity, your mind will grow, it will expand and flourish. Get your hands on all the books and audiobooks about education, mass incarceration, politics, and corporate fraud, and try to figure out how everything works. If your biology teacher proclaims weed is an herb, like mine did, don't just drop out like I did. Get up and say, "Let's see what your employer has to say about that." Go to the principal's office and face the wrath that will come from it all. And know that you are in the right. You must learn to stand up for what is right and speak out and not be silent or scared. Because this is your world. By the time you are the age of the teachers, they will have long retired and will care about the world even less. The world needs heroes. Those who stand up for truth and learn to find entertainment in rage and anger of morons. I didn't let years of bullying hurt me at all. I became stronger and wiser for it. If misfortune finds you, rise up, back away, and forge your own path in life. Aim away from mediocrity and the easier wrong. Misfortune, especially one that you can't avoid, is good training. It will make you a ridiculously overpowered warrior, and a ridiculously cheerful one, too. Besides, the moment you rise above your troubles, you come into the company of all the great warriors and thinkers, prophets and philosophers, dreamers and artists that came before you. You can't allow yourself to be stressed out by broken schools and equally broken bullies, or anything that is broken, that is not meant to be a driving force. This is your life, and you are meant to bloom towards greatness. Let me repeat that. You must not hide or run away from broken things. We are all meant to become great beings. And if you become lonely, use that to your advantage too. Take to the trails and remember what Henry said. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach. And not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life. To cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest term.